Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا ورفعناه مكانا عليا.
Allah says, and mention in the book, in the Quran, Idris. He was a truthful prophet. And we raised him high in the heaven. We raised him high in the heaven. I'd like to make a note. In the Quran, you will find that there are sometimes English terms used as heaven and sometimes paradise. Jannah is really paradise. And heaven is used for sky or high place. So heaven is actually not Jannah, but rather it is paradise. Like the word used as Firdaus, paradise. That's where the word came from. As for heaven, it is actually the skies, as-samawat. And in this ayah, it doesn't mention sama, but Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We lifted him in a high place. We read in the tafsir, which is most likely the correct interpretation by Ibn Abbas and other companions. Allah praised Idris alayhi salam in that he was a truthful prophet. And Ibn Ishaq, one of the past predecessors, he says, he was the first man to write with a pen. And he was born while Adam alayhi salam was actually still living, and he lived the last 380 years of his life. But he wasn't a prophet until after the death of Adam alayhi salam. But he lived actually the last 300 and something years of Adam alayhi salam's life. So he learned from Adam alayhi salam, he learned from Sheeth alayhi salam. But he came as a prophet afterwards. He came as a prophet not to stop people from shirk or to call them to the correct information, but rather to help stop and call people away from acts of corruption which they knew were corruption, away from their desires, as we know, such as zina and the act of killing, the act of murder, the act of proudiness, the act of corruption, to call them away from that. And it is said also in our history books that Idris alayhi salam was the first to take up arms against another army, to carry out jihad, to fight against injustice. The meaning of jihad really is a fight against injustice, or a fight for justice, to protect the innocent and to protect the weak and to bring about justice for all, Muslim or non-Muslim. Muslim or non-Muslim. And the enemy would be the one who is fighting against justice. So jihad is in order to establish justice in the earth, not to force people into something they don't want, but to establish justice and fairness for all. And those who stand in the way of justice and fairness for all, jihad is a noble thing to do if the conditions are met as in our sunnah. But we haven't got time to talk about that today, maybe inshallah tonight, maybe another time. However, it is said that Idris alayhi salam was the first to take up arms and establish battle against injustice. So these people had established injustice of killing and murder and pillage and corruption. And we raised him in a high heaven. In Al-Bukhari and Muslim, in the hadith related about the night journey of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by him, by Idris alayhi salam, in the fourth heaven. And Ibn Jarir narrates saying that Ibn Abbas asked Ka'b, while I was present there, he said, What is meant when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we raised him high in the heavens? And Ka'b radiallahu anhu replied to Ibn Abbas, Allah revealed to Idris, I would raise for you every day the same amount of the deeds as all of Adam's children. Perhaps meaning the children that lived in his time. And Idris alayhi salam was so devout to Allah that when he did an action, a good action, Allah rewarded him equal to all the children of Adam alayhi salam that lived in that time. And this can happen. Where some, you'd be a Muslim, right? And another Muslim is praying next to you. That Muslim who is praying, Allah is rewarding him. And that Muslim is praying next to him, Allah is rewarding him or her as well. But the reward may be for the person who is standing here more than the reward of the person who is standing here. And they're doing the same thing. It can happen. It all depends on the iman within your heart, the intention within your heart, the reason why you're doing it, and so on. We hear this about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about him, مَا فَاقَكُمْ أَبَا بَكْرٍ بِكَثِيرٍ بِكَثْرَةٍ مِّن صَلَاةٍ أَوْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ قِيَامٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not exceed you in piety and rewards because he prayed more than you, or he fasted more than you, or he did qiyam more than you. No. But he said, وَلَكِن بِشَيْءٍ وَقَرَ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ But because of something that existed inside his heart that other of you don't have, equal to him. And his actions proved what's in his heart. So sometimes a person's reward, depending on their devotedness to Allah when they're doing that action, can be rewarded more than others. So Idris alayhi salam, Allah, when he did a good deed, Allah subhanahu said to him, you deserve the reward of all the children of Adam. So what did Idris alayhi salam do? He said, I wanted to live longer. Idris wanted to live longer so they can earn more rewards, since that's the case. And it's the only time really, yani, a mu'min, it's haram for a mu'min, for any Muslim to desire death, like quickly, to say, like to kill themselves, to say, oh Allah, I want to die, or to commit suicide because they hate life, or because they're poor, or because things are not going their way. Rasulullah ﷺ said, لا تتمنوا الموت. Don't wish for death. Like then say, I wish I died because of hardship. But what can a mu'min say? Rasulullah ﷺ taught us a dua. He said, oh Allah, say, oh Allah, if death for me early is better for me in my deen and my hereafter, then bring it to me early. And if prolonging my life is better for me in my deen and my hereafter, then prolong it for me. Whichever one is better, bring it to me. You're allowed to ask Allah in that way. But to say, oh Allah, oh I wish I died because of hardship, no. And don't use Maryam alayhi salam as an example. She said, I wish that I had died before this. This is because she was saying it out of the being a role model of iman and piety. Because what had happened to her was something that could be misunderstood. So she wasn't saying I wanted to die because of hardship. But rather it was something that was connected to her faith. So Idris said, I want to live longer. So he said to one of his friends, an angel, he said, can you take me above to request? He said to him, Allah has revealed to me such and such. So could you please speak to the angel of death so I could increase my deeds and ask Allah? The angel carried him on his wings and went up into the heaven, the skies. When it was the fourth heaven, they met the angel of death, who was descending down to the earth. And the angel spoke to him, who was descending down to the earth. And the angel spoke to him about what Idris had spoken to him before. And the angel of death said, but where is Idris? He replied, he is upon my back. The angel of death said, how astonishing. I was sent and told to cease his soul in the fourth heaven. I kept thinking how I could cease it in the fourth heaven when he was on earth. Then he took his soul there out of his body. And that is what is meant in this verse. And we raised him high in the heaven. This hadith came in Bukhari and Muslim, but not necessarily in the Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslims, but different ones. Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari is guaranteed by Imam Bukhari and Muslim to be authentic. But it's narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, and most likely this is the authentic way. And this is the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Ka'ab in the interpretation of this verse.